You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey guys, this is Mike Vedano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks on 365 Sportscast Radio Network.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks along with Christian Chambers. I am Ryan Chambers, and you are listening to the only Dallas Stars fan-led radio show, aka podcast, aka whatever you want it to be. We are currently watching the third period of probably and arguably the most important game of the Dallas Stars season. At this point, it is 2-2, and we got about 16-17 minutes left in the third period. Let's say hi to Chris real quick. Chris, how are you doing today?
Hello, I am doing fantastically.
So just to give you a quick recap on today's goals and so far what we've seen. Roope Hintz right off the face-off in the first period, about 5-6 minutes into the first. Great shot, a great face-off win, and he takes the Stars up 1-0. The Predators respond with it was a lofty goal. It was lucky, in my opinion. But nevertheless, a Ryan Ellis shot eluded Anton Khudobin, and Dobby just couldn't see it, and it was tied 1-1. The Predators answer back again with a 2-1 lead, and they take the lead at the beginning of the second, very early on. And then, oh my goodness, probably arguably the prettiest goal of the entire season from Jamie Oleksiak with about a minute left in the second period to make it tied to 2-2. And that completely changed the complexion of what this third period would look like.
Yeah, that goal might have made me lose my mind just a little bit.
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. Even if you just heard it on radio from Josh did a great job in explaining it. And the Preds just let him go down. I mean, they just let him go in, and Oleksiak did Haskin anythings there.
Yeah, you see a big 6-foot whatever guy dangling down the ice. You don't think he's going to go for the net, and that's exactly what he did and buried it. Cookie jar. That was sweet.
Oh, it was great. And this has been a very well-played game. It's not like one team has dominated more than the other. At times, it has been a bunch of pushback. But I think the biggest storyline out of this game is, you know, not just the standings and what's going on with the standings. Obviously, this is a big game because of that. But it's the physical play. I mean, left and right just hits out the wazoo. It just seems like that's part of the Stars' game. So that's going to be expected from the Stars. But each time the Stars do it, they make their opponent play their game.
Well, yeah, and this is against the Preds. Both these teams don't like each other. I mean, they said that last season at the Winter Classic, that they really don't like each other. And they understand the importance of this game. This is the biggest game of the season so far for both teams, probably. Nashville trying to hold on to what they built, and Dallas trying to build on something with, especially an easier schedule coming up too. So I think these guys fully understand what's going on right now. And yeah, it's definitely a physical game. Really fun to watch. It really seems like it's been seesaw. So when one team would score, the other team would push back really hard. And that's kind of how it's felt all game so far. So it's been a real exciting game.
It's been fantastic. And you know, One of the big things I want to mention is the play of Andrew Cogliano. I know we've been talking about him in our last couple of shows and all that, but he threw down the gloves with Victor Arvidsson. And, you know, for those of you that don't know the Preds well enough, Victor Arvidsson is one of their best, you know, best goal scorers on the Nashville Predators. And the Predators are really beat up right now. So the fact that we were able to get Victor Arvidsson in the box for 5 minutes for fighting, that is definitely a trade I would be willing to take.
We'll take that trade any day of the week, yeah.
Yeah, no, hardcore. No questions asked about that. So along with all the hits and everything, this game has just been very well played. It's been fun to watch. You know, it was kind of hard to watch, you know, at the beginning of the season after the four-game winning streak and watch the Stars and how they were playing. But they were just trying to figure out what they needed to do with the team that they had, with the people that they had out. So, and I think at this point in the season, we saw glimpses of it towards the middle of the season. I would say we're getting towards the end of the season. But towards the middle of the season, we were seeing a lot more glimpses of how this team, with those extra depth players and some AHL guys, and how they could play. And I think we're really starting to see this team hit the climax of how they can play without, you know, Tyler Seguin, Alexander Radulov, Ben Bishop. I mean, the list goes on with all these guys. And, with Roope Hintz being in and out the lineup as well.
I think that's fair, but, like, with the guys we have, pretty much we have four to five guys that we would have said at the beginning of the season are AHL guys, right? So with that, we just want them to play the best they can, and we need our goal scorers to all be good. Like, they can't be in slumps. That's the ideal situation. And up until this point, we weren't really getting that. It was mostly just, we're just grinding and getting as many dirty goals as we can. But especially the past two games, the goal scorers have been doing their thing and actually putting up numbers like they should be. And, and the back end has been helping out. I mean, Les Brons gets a goal last game, and Big Rig gets a goal this game. Those aren't goals you're expecting. Those are extra. So that's why we've been doing so well, especially the past two games in the offense department.
Well, and excuse me, I'm eating my dinner as I talk. Got mozzarella sticks from Sonic.
Same. PBJ.
PB&J, yeah. Dinner of champions, right, on a Sunday night, watching a Stars game. Nah, no beef. Yeah. I'm eating mozzarella sticks. Okay, anyways, so looking at the beginning of this third period, just glancing at it as we're talking here, it looks like the Stars are dominating a lot of the play in the offensive zone, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, it is a great start. It's really good. It's 12:49 right now for me, and just great offensive zone pressure. Cycling really well, getting new guys on the bench, leaving stale Preds out there.
Right, and it is fantastic how the way that they've been playing. The second period wasn't as good as it could be, but
I'd say the Preds won that period.
They definitely won that period, and I think we got a little bit lucky, and you know what? I'll take the individual effort by Jamie Oleksiak there. So, yeah, I know. I didn't want to ruin it for you. That was a good shot. Yeah, I'm a little bit ahead of Christian here, but that's okay. Okay, so I'm kind of looking on Twitter a little bit, and there's some Leafs fans that are talking about the Stars game because, you know, there's a lot of hype around Toronto getting some players, and they got Nick Foligno already. Earlier today, that trade was announced. They basically got Nick Foligno through San Jose, kind of. And they're all saying, is Jamie Oleksiak a Leafs trade target? And my answer to that is heck to the no. Like, are you kidding me? No, absolutely not. And
I feel like that's a bad idea, yeah. I mean, if the Stars are saying that they're sellers, then it's a great trade because he's a restricted agent. But, like, especially looking right now, we're 5 points out with, 13 games left?
16 for us, 13 for the Preds.
Oh, okay, yeah. But, like, we're definitely in the hunt. So if you want to say we're selling, we can definitely do that, but I don't feel like there's a reason to, especially when, like Razor has said, the cavalry's coming. Like, Seguin and Bishop are on the horizon, couple weeks maybe.
Well, I mean, it basically is like getting three players at the trade deadline. I mean, the trade deadline is technically Monday, and I don't think they're going to be ready tomorrow, obviously, and especially the two big ones.
Well, people who get traded aren't going to be ready after the trade deadline, right? They've got to go through through the protocols. So
I think it's mostly if they're going from the U.S. to Canada more so than Canada to the U.S.
Oh, I thought they still had to quarantine.
I don't know. The quarantine rules are different, and I can't remember off the top of my head. You know, Canada was actually – the provincial governments were actually nice to the NHL because it used to be just a straight 14-day quarantine period. So it almost seemed like that these Canadian teams were not going to get a chance to trade with, you know, the United States teams because, I mean, what's the point in trading for a player if he's not going to be able to play for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, that would not be helpful.
I mean, especially if you're, like, in a close playoff race. So, like, if you're, like, the Montreal Canadiens or something like that. Or the Stars, right, if we had traded for somebody. But, you know, they shortened that down to 7 days rather than 2 weeks. So yeah. Anyways, back to Oleksiak. Oleksiak is not a trade target for – he may be a trade target, but Jim Neal is hanging up the phone saying, sorry, no.
Yeah, I feel like even if we were sellers – it would take a lot to get Oleksiak from us right now. I feel like – I think we're very likely to sign him. I mean, I think he likes playing here. I think he likes playing with Hintz. I feel like that's definitely makes him better.
You mean Heiskanen?
So, yeah, Heiskanen I meant. So I feel like we're very likely to sign him again next season.
Well, I hope you're right because he's a great player. But honestly, if I'm Seattle – he's the guy that I take, honestly. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying
it's just sure thing. So like, I don't think there's a reason to waste a pick like that. If you want him, you try and sign him.
Well, I just feel like the Stars are gonna, in order to avoid, you know, losing Oleksiak, they're gonna have to sweeten the deal for Seattle to take Dobby or.
They're not going to take Dobby.
I don't understand that. There's a lot of people that are saying, oh, well, they're going to take Dobby. I'm like, no, Dobby is – he's a great
goalie. A high-paid 35-year-old goalie.
Right, but he's a great goaltender. And if they were talking about, you know, like, I don't know, if you're going to be like Vegas, or we're going to win a cup in the first 5 years, then maybe. If you're going to win the cup in the first 2 years or so. Because he would be a very capable backup. But – I just don't see it when you've got so many other options out there. You got Braden Holtby up in Vancouver, and you know there's numerous other, you know, players that they could be taking rather than a 35-year-old Hudobin.
I think that they're definitely taking Dickinson just because, like, who wouldn't want a depth guy like that on a brand new team? Like, he works hard for everything he gets. He's decent on center ice, like. I don't see any reason why they'd take anybody but Dickinson.
Well, and I think he's become one of my favorite players, Jason Dickinson, just because of all the things that he does for the Stars team. And, I mean, he's fantastic. He can play up and down the lineup. He's not a top six forward at all, but he can be a top six forward if they have a lot of injuries, which is what they have right now. So, interesting thing for this game is Jason Dickinson is on the second line, but he's not playing center. And the reason being is because of the play of Jamie Benn. Jamie Benn has been absolutely fantastic as a centerman the past 3-4 games. And not only has it helped the Stars, but it's helped him personally. What do you think about the play of Jamie Benn recently at the center spot? Do you think that's the right move right now?
Yeah, I mean, if it's working, don't change it, right? But I don't think the reason that he's playing better is because he's at center. You know what I mean? I think it. I alluded to this, I don't know, a few episodes ago, but it's like when you're in a batting slump and you change your bat. Like, it's not the bat. The bat is not what made you good. You have to change something because you're stuck in a slump. It's not that the change is actually the thing that solves it. It's just that something has to change. So I think that might have been what it is. And, hey, if it worked him out of the funk, keep it.
Well, and I hope they keep him there because I put that up on Twitter because the way he's been playing fantastically for me. I disagree with you that it's not so much being the center spot. It's just, you know, doing something different. Because, I mean, for a while when the Stars were not, you know, a perennial playoff contender, he was switched to center ice because he was our best player. And that was
and we had no centerman.
Yeah, we had no Tyler Seguin, we had no Joe Pavelski, no Roope Hintz, none of that stuff. So the fact that he did that, maybe he's remembering some of that past, experience from playing center ice, all those years ago.
Yeah, I mean, definitely could be. I could be totally wrong, but just seeing the way he plays left wing, I feel like that's where he's comfortable, but I could totally be wrong. I feel like there's no real way of knowing at this point, but by context clues, you are correct. But I can't see how a slow player being given more ice to be responsible for would help, but it has.
Well, maybe the fact that he's had to cover more ice, the full width of the 85, the full width of the rink, the 85 feet, maybe that's forced him to step up his game a little bit and step up his speed.
Force him to skate more, too.
Right.
That's definitely something that he's guilty of, being kind of lackadaisical.
Right. And there's never going to be in my opinion, there's never going to be a coach that says, okay, slow down.
Yeah,
always when there's a team that's sluggish and they're getting beat and they're getting, slammed in the corners and into the boards, they're getting hit really hard. The answer almost always is move your feet, skate faster, skate harder. And that's what's happening with Jamie Benn right now. I'm not quite sure, but if he keeps playing the way he has, fantastic, because we need Jamie Benn to be Jamie Benn right now.
Yeah, especially right now, as in like literally right now in the game. we need a goal.
Right. Okay, so... as we've been talking, we've been paying attention to this game, and that right now they're showing highlights of the physical play of the game right now.
I'll pause it right now. You're gonna scream for the
yeah.
You're gonna scream for the goal, and I don't want to miss it.
Well,
hold on, we'll wait.
I will refrain from screaming as loud as I possibly can if we score. So
I don't believe you.
I will try not to, although you can see me, so you might be able to see my face or something. I might give it away, but I will try not to. Okay, so anyway, there's 5-6 minutes left in the third period. It's been a fairly even period, although the Stars have been really pushing in this period more so than late. And we'll see where this goes. And it looks like we just got word from Stars PR that Andre Secker will not return tonight. So the Stars are down a defenseman, and it looks like they've been down to a defenseman for a majority of this third period. So, that's a little bit more extra ice time for, the Joel Hanley and especially Haskinen and Klingberg. So,
yeah, at this point in the game, I feel like he wouldn't have gotten that much ice time anyway, just because you want to keep Haskinen and Klinger out there.
Correct. And it looks like we just got a
yes.
Roope Hintz did it again. He did Roope Hintz things, and it looks like captain of the Nashville Predators is going to get another minor penalty.
Yeah, that was a pretty obvious hook there.
Yep. Well, I mean, Hintz is one of the faster guys. Oh, I read those lips. Yossi with a potty mouth. But
oh, no, he didn't. That's a... Oh, no, yeah,
nah,
it is.
Nah, yeah.
That's some bull crap.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Razor.
Oh, no, excuse me. That was not Hintz. That was Gurionov. Gurionov. My bad. I apologize. That was 100% Gurionov.
I don't know what Razor's talking about. He's like, oh, a little bit. He's got the stick on his neck, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever, Razor.
Well, I mean, Gary did sell it a little bit there. I mean, it was like, what?
Razor hates weak sauce hockey.
Weak sauce, yeah. I love weak sauce hockey, but...
Okay, let's see if the power play cannot suck, though, because our first two power plays are garbage.
Yeah, okay, so far, so good. It looks like they've gotten into the
zone. We are in the zone.
Yep, and it didn't happen, especially that first power play. It sucked. But we're still not really controlling the puck on this power play. 4:48 remaining, about a minute and a half remaining in the power play for the Stars, and yet the Stars are still don't have a shot. Looks like they're about to get one. Nope. It's missed from the side. But this could be a huge opportunity for the Stars to take advantage, and they've only got about a minute left, and if the Stars lose this game, this will be a huge talking point, because the Stars have had their opportunities, and they've been given opportunities on the power play, and they just haven't taken advantage yet. And if you're the Stars,
Nashville's going to get another power play before this game is over, too. I would think
maybe. There's only 4 minutes left, so it would have to be pretty egregious if you're the Stars. So, we'll mess up in front, you know. Yeah, not quite. Yeah. Okay, so with actually on that second power play unit, it looked like while John Klingberg was getting stitches because he got kind of hit up in the face a little bit, Robertson actually got the opportunity to play on the first power play unit with Klingberg being out. So he played the right point. So and that was cool for him to get that opportunity, but nothing came out of it. And it looks like that the Stars are gonna. Yeah, it looks like the Preds are gonna kill it off. And dang it, and that's a huge opportunity for the Stars missed.
Please don't go to overtime.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's. And not just for the fact that the Stars have sucked in overtime, but for the fact that we have, you know, we can't give up these three-point games at this point in the season, especially to a team that has the fourth playoff spot and we're chasing them. And now we've got them pinned in the zone, but we're not doing much with it.
We can't get a good shot on, yeah.
Right, and I mean, look at the shots right now. So the shots right now in the third period, 2:50 remaining, it's 25-14 in favor of the Stars. So if that doesn't tell you, oh, good stick, Dobby. Good poke check.
It's worth saying that the two Preds goals were not great shots. I feel like Dobby should have had both, especially the second one. You need to go back and watch the second one, because I know you said it didn't look that bad. It was bad. It went right through him.
Okay, all right. Talk a little bit about Dobby's play either in the last game or in this game, and I'll look at that.
Last game he was great. I thought last game he was really good. But this game, the first goal, it was a good shot, but it was a wrist shot from the point. People don't shoot wrist shots from the point for them to go in. They're trying to get deflected, right? And it went off the pipe and in, and I understand that. But Dobby's a small goalie. He's supposed to get out of his crease and go get shots like that. And he was just sitting back in his crease. He didn't go out and get it like he needed to. So, that, in my opinion, is a bad goal. And the second goal, let me know when you watch it. It just hits him like... It looks like it went through his torso and then found a way in the net. So I feel like it was egregious. Did you get to it yet?
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that he sucks. Might have,
he probably should have had that. So.
And they only have 15 shots.
Yeah. And so.
Two goals on 15 shots. Like, the Stars have been playing good defense. So it.
Well, and at the time they scored that second goal, the Preds had 10 shots. So they've had 5 shots since the 16-minute mark of the second period to now. So that's not – I mean, part of that is good because it means the Stars have dominated the play. But on the other side, you know, Dobby probably should have had that.
But we're back to the issue where, like, we play good. Like, we have dominated the third period. We have been so much better than the Predators, and we have no goals. Like, this is where we need one of our goal scorers to step up and do it. In the past 2 games, they have been able to, and that's why we've been scoring so much. But this game, it just feels like we're not going to. It feels bad.
Yep, it does not feel very good right now.
All right, we're in the final 2.5, so if we don't talk as much, we're sorry.
Sorry, yeah, we're trying to focus as much as we can, but...
Yeah, so we're pinning our zone right now, so that's not great.
And a whack from...
Oh, don't touch it! Okay. Como just volleyballed it out of the zone.
Yeah, deep in our zone, Como with the puck, across, big rig.
No, you can't do that. I don't think we're allowed to commentate on the game.
We're not?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just telling people what's going on. Oh, no, no, no. Okay. All right, that's okay.
Ah!
I know, right. No turnovers at the blue line. The offensive blue line especially.
Oh, gosh. Oh, please don't go to overtime. Please let us win and it not go to overtime.
No, 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 no. Good save, Dobby. Good save, Dobby. You know, that actually, that's been one of the things that we've been getting recently from both goaltenders, but especially Dobby as of late has been a lot better. He's been getting those key saves when we need it, and that was one of the big things that that Rick Bonus has been talking about.
That might be offsides.
Yeah, that's what I thought too in this last play. But you know, especially recently, Dobby has been excellent playing, and that last save was an example of that. I know that he probably should have had that second one in this game, but he's been really good for us recently. All right, 1 minute left. We're in our zone. Dobby's not been standing on his head, but he's been making a good couple of saves.
Let's get Robertson on the ice, please. Yeah, get Robertson.
Robertson and or Hintz. Actually, no, just both of them.
Yeah, both.
Put Haskinen and Klingberg together right now, too, please.
Oh, my gosh. He just put the checking line on the ice. What the heck?
Well, it depends on who's out there. Who's out there?
It's the checking line, dude.
Well, I mean, for the Preds, who's out there? If it's Rocco Grimaldi...
I don't care. We need to score a goal. We can't...
Yeah.
We have 10 overtime losses. Why are we playing to go to overtime?
Well, we might not be playing.
Are you kidding me, dude?
We might not be playing to overtime. We might really actually be trying to win this
game. There you go.
There
they are. They're on the ice now.
Okay. Yep. Win the face-off.
Win the face-off.
Nope. Didn't win the face-off.
Okay.
Yep.
Klingberg almost deflected that into the net.
Are you... Oh, come on.
There's no way.
That's weak. Sorry, we're both complaining about an icing call. Ellis looked like he had a broken leg on the way to that
puck.
That
was weak sauce, dude.
I know, seriously. You got your off-brand Dr. Pepper there?
No, this is original cola.
Oh, so H-E-B?
Yes.
H-E-B original cola. H-E-B is a big grocery store chain for down in Texas, for those of you that don't know that. No. Oh, my gosh. Where's the puck?
Blow the whistle, you idiot.
Okay, whoever that was in front of the... Oh, of course, Roman Josi. Oh, Dobby. Oh, my
Holy crap.
Oh, my word, Dobby. Oh, toe pick save. Oh, my goodness. 19 seconds left, and he saves it. Oh, my.
Why did the ref not blow it for a full 2 seconds?
I don't know. Did
Can we please win a face-off? Holy crap.
Yeah, now you see the real fans in us coming out with, like, okay, 7, 6, 5, and... Unfortunately, the Stars'
oh my
worst
gosh.
Enemy.
So the Stars lose 3-2 in overtime.
Shut up!
Thanks for watching, everybody.
This game isn't even over.
So
yet.
We talked about trading Oleksiak. I think that is now the correct decision. We should trade everybody.
All right. Well, here is the biggest overtime of the season. This has got to be it.
And we've got a great record.
Yeah, he said sarcastically.
I mean, Dobby has put us in this situation. Dobby needs to win this overtime for us. So my call for who wins the overtime is, yeah. My call for who wins us the overtime is Dobby. Dobby better stand on his head.
Watch him get an assist on this goal in overtime. So, okay, so real quick. So we got about 30 seconds before the overtime starts. Who do you want to see on the ice for the overtime period?
Who do I want to see on the ice? Robertson and Hintz. That's a dumb question.
All right, and you put Haskinen or Klingberg out there?
Klingberg first.
Klingberg first? Okay.
But my call for who's going to score it is Jamie Benn.
Because we need him to. And he's played well recently, and he doesn't have a goal in this game, so... We'll have to
Who's
see
your call?
Who wins this. Who's my call?
Yep.
I have a feeling that Bonus is gonna put Foxa and or Como Caganino out there. And
right, who's scoring the overtime goal?
Who's scoring the overtime goal? I'm saying Jamie Benn. Hintz did his job today. Alexiak did his job already, you know, more so than normal. It's got to be Jamie Benn. It's got to be Jamie Benn. And just because of the fact that he's our captain, he needs to step up right now. So, and then Dobby, you know, Dobby made up for that second goal there, honestly.
No, but it was a good save.
It was several good saves. Several good saves in that last minute, and the Stars just totally broke down there.
It just sucks. I wish he would just play good consistently.
Yeah, if he had just
he's
not
so
let...
inconsistent.
Okay, so let's see who's on the ice here.
All right, we're going.
It is... Yep, it's... Well, who is that on the back? It
Robertson, Hintz.
Robertson,
and
Hintz.
Klingberg.
Is it Klingberg? I don't think that's Klingberg.
No, it's Lindell.
That's an interesting choice.
I like it.
So we won the faceoff. We're controlling it right now. There's about 4.5 minutes remaining in this overtime period.
The puck won't lay down.
Yeah. Yep, we're in the offensive zone right now. We're controlling the puck, and we take it back out. You know, for those of you that don't watch a ton of overtime hockey, which if you're a Stars fan, I don't know how you haven't seen overtime hockey. But 3-on-3 overtime hockey is all about it's 100% about possession. And right now the Stars have control it for the first 20% of this overtime period. So Jamie Benn is on the ice, and we just ice the puck. Great. That's a great job.
That was good. That was great. Good job, Klinger. Oh, that was Haskinen.
Yeah, that was not a good play. So,
good job, Haskinen.
So,
doofus.
Now, and the other thing about this is that, you know, you're in your second period goal. So your bench is on the opposite side of the ice. So if we don't win this faceoff, we get pinned on our zone, and then the Preds can change. And, you know, the Stars get tired bodies, and then the Preds get fresh bodies. So we'll see how this goes here going into this faceoff. Jamie Benn wins the faceoff. Attaboy.
Thank goodness. We can win a faceoff.
Yep. And of all people, it's Jamie Benn. So that's a good sign for here. Got to get Benn in on there. Ben's going to get the goal here. We're both calling it here. There it is. Oh, it bounced off of his stick. Oh, my gosh.
That sucks. Hey, that's got to be a trip.
I think he just slipped.
How is that not?
I think he just slipped. I don't think he was tripped there. So we'll have to see. Preds are in control right now. 3.5 minutes remaining in the overtime period. Arguably the biggest game of the season for the Stars. And you know, unfortunately for both of these teams, this went to overtime. So this is really just a battle over the second point.
Well, Nashville's happy that it went to overtime. But...
yeah, more so than the Stars. The Stars were really trying to win in regulation today, but obviously that's not going to be the case. So we'll see how it goes. And good play, Haskinen. Good. That was kind of scary.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Skate. They're out of gas, aren't they?
Oh, good play. couldn't get his stick on it. Pavelski and Foxa.
Get it up.
Pavelski and Foxa. Now that's an interesting combo. Yep, and looks like they're going to – Pavel. It looks like Fox is going to the bench. They're getting change in. I mean, this is really killing my stress here, okay? Like, if I was taking meds, I need to do, like, double dose of everything that I've got here.
Thinking about 140 right now.
Yep. Well, I know. Come on. Nope. Get the puck. Yeah, I know. Makes me want to throw up. So here on Starcaster Commons.
This is a horrible radio show.
I know, right? We're not even commenting on anything. We're just sitting there. Ooh. Oh. Yep. Good shot by Hintz there, but no cigar. Good stop by Soros.
We're sorry, radio listeners.
Yeah, we apologize.
Y'all are watching the game same as us, and you know what's happening right now. Oh, no, he's skating fast. Isaac!
Oh, somehow.
Oh, no, about that one.
I don't know about that one either.
Thank goodness for hybrid icing.
Right.
Oh, he did just fall.
He did just. I told you. Yeah. So Jamie Benn had an instance in this overtime period where it looked like he had a shot, and then he was in the corner, and then just basically
and
fell
face first.
Yep. So, and then the Preds were able to go 3-on-2 the other way, and thank goodness this didn't happen. All right.
That's what we get for saying he's going to do it.
Jamie Benn's here on the faceoff. He's got you got to win this.
Offensive zone. 1:24 left.
Yep. Good offensive win. Klingberg, Benn. Yeah, take it out. That's a good play. Yep. There was nothing there for you.
Is it Klingberg, Haskinen, and Benn?
Yeah, so two defensemen here. I mean, I guess you can't be all that surprised considering, you know, you got two really gifted offensive defensemen here.
Yeah, two of the most offensive-minded defensemen in the league.
Right. So, okay, so we got about a minute and 6 seconds left. Well, no, we have exactly a minute and 6 seconds left. It's tied 2-2. UC Soros has stopped several shots in the overtime period, as has Anton Khudobin, and it looks like this may be heading to a shootout. Knock on wood, I'm going to do that now. So we'll see how this goes for the Stars.
Preds took timeout.
Is it Preds took a timeout, or was it...
Preds did.
Preds did, okay. So... All right. Well,
I feel like you should put Benn's line back out there just because he's won every faceoff. But
right, yeah, just because
they're not gonna though. It's gonna be Robertson and Hintz.
Yep, I agree. I hope that's the case, but we'll have to see where this goes.
Yeah, that last stat is the big thing this game. 3 for 3 on penalty kill for Nashville.
Yeah, that
we have to score one of those. You gotta do it. And really, none of them were good. I mean, the third one was decent at least, but
well, what did we what do we consistently talk about on this show? We talk about two things:
goaltending and special teams.
Right, and goaltending.
And it sucks because it's so hard to get good special teams when you have one power play line. Like we don't have two power play lines, so it just it sucks. All right, we're back.
Right.
Of course, Nashville won the draw, just like I predicted.
Well, and Dobby should have had that second goal, and that would have saved us. And then, you know, we also should have had the opportunities to win on the to get on the power play. And we had 3 chances, and it didn't happen for us. So
the whistles are swallowed because Haskinen just got destroyed, and then there was obvious interference from Hintz. So there's no more power plays, I guess, this game.
Yep. And looks like the Preds are going to take one more opportunity at the net.
I'm sure they're happy with a shootout because we suck at them.
Yeah, it looks like they're content with taking the shootout. Maybe 5, 4, 3, 2, and nope, there's not going to be any goals here. And looks like we're going to a shootout. And
great.
Yep.
Our favorite way to determine who is the winner and loser of a hockey game. Not hockey play. Well, fantastic.
And this is the this is a defining moment for both teams' seasons here. So, all right, let's pick your three. Who are they?
I don't want to pick. It's Robertson and it's Hintz. And it's, I wish it was Radulov. I don't know who your third one is, dude. Pavelski. I don't know.
I'm going to get, I want to put Jamie Benn out there, but I just don't know.
He sucks at shootouts.
Well, you want to give your captain the opportunity to say to be the player that he needs to be, but he hasn't played
good tonight either. Though is the issue.
Well, he's played okay, but he just hasn't been.
He hasn't been bad. Yeah. He just hasn't been like he has the past two games.
So I'll agree with you with Robo and Hintz, and I'll just say the third one. I'll say Benn. I'll say Benn just because
we don't have anybody else.
Yeah, it
Dobby needs to save all three of these, dude.
Well,
like, we say goaltending and special teams. We have lost at both of those tonight. If we want to win this game, this is where goaltending has to win it. Like, come on. Let's go.
Here comes Ryan Johansson coming down. They choose to elect to go first.
You're a little ahead of me, so shush.
And he scores. So Ryan Johansson with the first goal for the Predators. Currently 1-0 in the shootout, favoring the Preds. And he totally had Dobby beat from the beginning. And just how both of us predicted, Robo the rookie out for the Stars for the first shot. Goes wide left, shoots, and saved by Saros.
Why can't we just win a freaking... When do you just decide to practice shootout attempts?
Well, and Saros even guessed right. He even bobbled the puck. He knew that Robo was going to go high glove, and he missed it.
Man, I hate hockey. Screw this sport, dude.
Second shooter for off the post.
Save one, Dobby.
Off
great,
the post,
dude.
For Roman Josi. Off the post.
Goaltending and special teams is going to lose us all these freaking games. Dobby makes no saves in the shootout through two attempts.
And oh, look at you, Pavelski for the second shooter for the Stars. Again, he goes wide left as well with the shot. And no goal.
What?
It looked like he hit the post as well. Yep, Saros got a piece of it, hit the post, and bounced off.
Oh my gosh. We literally can't win in overtime. We're going to have 11 overtime losses.
And the guy who ended it for the Predators last time, Kelly Yarncroak, down for the third.
Dobby can't make a save. He's freaking garbage, dude. He's going backwards.
And Dobby makes a save. So
okay. The Preds have been guilty of this. Like, they talked about the first shooter, too, whatever his name is. I don't even care right now. But he always goes super slow on his shooter attempts. This is one of the times he didn't. But he's going backwards. That's against the rules.
I wouldn't say he's going.
He went backwards.
And hence for the third shooter. Tie the shootout. No mas. And the Stars lose. And the shootout, again, for the 11th time this season, they lose in the shootout. So
absolutely ridiculous, dude.
This continues to be a plague for the Stars, who, you know, they just can't win the shootout. That's been the biggest issue for this season.
That's going to cost you the season. I mean, 11?
Yep.
11 extra time losses. Even if you're bad, like, even if we're just bad at overtime and we win a quarter of them, we're in a playoff spot right now. We can't even win a quarter of our overtime games.
Yeah, with games in hand, too, on top of that.
Unbelievable. And we lose the game again because of the stuff we've always said. It's goaltending and special teams. 0-for-3 on the power play and 2-0 garbagey goals. Like...
Well,
it's truly, truly unbelievable. It's ridiculous.
Well, and unfortunately, if you're the Stars, that's gonna cost you the season, in my opinion. And
it doesn't, but it certainly sucks. So here's why it doesn't cost you the season, because if you look at our schedule coming up. We have a lot of games that we could and should win. So
okay,
next game we play Florida on Tuesday.
How many of those said games have we said, oh, we're going to win these, and then we end up
okay,
losing
yeah.
them?
So the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games, we pretty much have to win 6. And it's very doable because we're playing Columbus – and Detroit for 6 of them.
Who's this? What's the 7th game?
That's Florida on Tuesday. Florida's the next game on Tuesday. After that, we play two games against Columbus. Then we have four games against Detroit. We have back-to-back at home on the 19th and 20th, at Detroit on 22nd, at Detroit on the 24th. Really, if you want to stay in it, you win 6 or 7. And it's very doable because Detroit sucks.
Well, so do we.
Yeah. This game is ridiculous. You're going to get very overdramatic, Chris, tonight. But this game really comes down to Dobby sucked. Dobby was garbage.
No, I disagree. That it was not.
Those two goals. Look at those two goals.
No, no. Okay. The only reason why it went to overtime and shootout was that save by Dobby. That is the only reason.
And the only reason it went to overtime was because he couldn't save the first two, which were terrible shots.
No, but it's not Dobby's fault. It's not Dobby's fault. Now, I think he could have been.
How is it not Dobby's fault? Both of those goals sucked.
No,
they were bad.
The first goal he could not see, and you cannot blame him for that shot.
A wrist shot from the point, I can blame him.
No,
for.
You cannot.
How?
It was a
An
double
untouched
screen.
Wrist shot from the point.
It was a double screen that he could not see.
The
Absolutely
puck was moving like 5 miles an hour.
No, no.
It's a miracle it stayed in the air.
Okay, all right. Okay, who cares? All right. Now the first goal, I agree with you. Or not the first goal. I don't agree with you. Okay, he could not see it. The second goal, he absolutely, definitely could have had that. Okay, but that was not the defining moment in the game for the Stars. Absolutely was not the reason why we lost this game. Okay, what was he has bailed us out so much over the past year and a half.
No, he hasn't. He yet. Played so bad.
Okay.
He played so bad for
no.
like two straight
no.
weeks this
okay.
season.
All right, you have to look at the play. I'm talking about the playoffs last season too. You can't go through that and say that he didn't bail us out a crap ton in the
yeah,
bubble
in the
playoffs.
Definitely, he was outstanding in the playoffs. But this game, he was not good.
And this season, at the beginning of the season when we knew that Bishop was not going to come back. And that he was going to be, or that he was going to be hurt for a majority of the season, and that Dobby was going to be the number one goaltender. We knew that he was not going to be the same. He was not going to be bubble playoff Dobby for that season because that's just not realistic to expect any goaltender to do that. Even Vasilevsky, even Carey Price, any of these other big goaltenders. Okay. The reason why we lost this game is because of special teams. And because we had three opportunities on the power play. Three, including a power play with less than 5 minutes to go in the third period when the Stars had an opportunity to finish this game in regulation. And
well,
they didn't do
it. Of course I agree with special teams, but I don't know why it's not both. There was 20 shots in this game. Nashville had 20 shots.
We have to bail him out sometimes. And he bailed us out. Chris is shaking his head at me right now because he can't believe that I'm
unbelievable
that you're
defending Dobby after a game like that.
No,
that was terrible.
Okay, no, you obviously didn't look at the last minute of the game at the third period. Did you not look
he
at
did.
That save?
He made one good save. Yes,
that,
he did.
No, he made multiple good saves this game. He did not have a fantastic. Oh my gosh, that's absolutely incredible game. But. He made a huge save when the Stars needed it. And that was in the third period with less than a minute left. That goal should have gone in. And the reason why it didn't is because of Dobby. Not because of any other person. He bailed the Stars out in the last minute of the game.
I don't see how you can sit. Dobby made 18 saves and you're going to say he had a good game.
I didn't say he had a fantastic game. He did not stand on his head.
Did he have a good game?
When you only allow two goals, you should expect yourself to win the game. And that
20 shots.
Well, that didn't happen, okay? And I still think that special teams is more to blame here than Dobby. I mean, maybe you could put 10% on Dobby, but for that second goal. But when he had his chance to rebound in the third period, in the final minute of the third period, and, you know, stand tall when the Stars needed it, he did, okay? When the Stars had a chance to win the game in regulation and they had a power play with less than 5 minutes, that did not step up after, even though it was better, the first power play sucked. The second power play was a little bit better, and then that third power play was probably the best one they had all game. But they didn't take advantage of it. They didn't take advantage of it, and that is
not
Dobby's fault.
I'm not disagreeing with
fault.
That. I agree with that, but I also think that Dobby sucked.
No, Dobby did not
I
suck.
Think both of those are true.
Nah, Chris, you're an idiot.
No,
I don't have any. I don't have anything else to say to back up my claims. So, anyways, okay. So
I hate hockey.
I know, right? It's these freaking overtime. I hate it. Okay, so the Predators go to 23-19-1, and then the Stars go to 15-14-11. That is absolutely freaking
11.
Insane. 11. That is. We are this year's Boston Bruins from last year. So and you know, Chris, is that going to be the Stars? You know, if we are looking from the outside in, you know, and we get fifth in the playoff in the Central or sixth or whatever, is the reason we don't make the playoffs because we can't win in overtime or the shootout?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like I said. If you win a quarter of the games, we're in a playoff spot right now. We can't win a quarter of them. We've won, what, two? I think we've won two.
Yeah, the Stars are 2-11 when games go past 60 minutes.
Yeah, so even if we're just bad instead of awful, we're in a playoff spot right now.
Yep, and that's really frustrating because, you know, the Stars should have – this is a game that they needed to win.
We're getting close to being in top 10 of most overtime losses in an NHL season, and there's only 56 games this season. Number 10 is a tie between the Kings, Hurricanes, Maple Leafs, and Blue Jackets at 15 in an 82-game season, and we're getting there.
Yeah, and this is a little more than half.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
You know, this... All right, so let's bottle this up, and we've talked about a couple of the big issues for this team and why we lost this game. So, how are you percentage wise on? Because we both agree on the special teams part, right? But the goaltending part, how much of this do you put on Dobby, and how much do you put on the Stars?
35-40 is on Dobby, in my opinion. I know you disagree with me, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Well, it's 35. It's 90% on the special teams, in my opinion, and especially with the fact that the Stars' power play has been one of their strong suits the past couple weeks.
And the biggest thing is that they had a chance to win the game in the last 5 minutes too. Like, it's given to you by a great play by Gurianov. Honestly, it was a good play to draw that call, and there really wasn't a great chance on it. Like, there was one shot that was thrown into traffic, and that was it. They couldn't even really set up, so they couldn't make a crisp pass to get around the hard press from the Preds. So yeah, that's awful.
So one of the other things that I'm noticing looking at the stat sheet, and this is something I thought about in the second period, but, you know, with the way the Stars play, it's a very highly physical game, right? So, I mean, the Stars are going to be throwing a bunch of hits, right? That's the way they play. That's how they forecheck. That's how they get their chances on net. The Stars are actually out-hit tonight by the Nashville Predators. Now, I know it's Nashville, you know, stats keepers and stuff like that, and typically the home team almost always outhits the away team just because of that, one of those reasons. But it's by a significant margin. So Nashville outhits Dallas 33-22. And with the Stars, the way they play, it's really hard to keep that style of play and the way they play at a high level, and especially in the second game of a back-to-back. So... And they really got away from it in the second period. And the second period was probably the period that we lost, honestly. Second period is the period that the Predators were the better team. We played better in the first than they did. They played better in the second. And then it was fairly even.
We dominated the third. I thought we dominated the third. And we somehow end up losing it. Like, until the last 2 minutes. Nashville was pressing in the third. But for 18 minutes of the third period, we were the better team. They had, like, how many shots did they have in the third period?
Not very much.
I need to see it. I need to see it. I can't see it. Whatever. It's you can only see it on the phone because freaking NHL.com is stupid. But anyway, I thought we were dominant. They had, like, hardly any shots. And like we said, we win a period and we have nothing to show for it. So that's this game was a perfect representation of the Star season. Special teams and goaltending costing us games, and even when you are playing better than the other team, you don't make anything of it. So,
well, and,
oh, and extra time losses.
Yeah,
this is literally everything.
Yeah, it's just, you know, second verse same as the first. With this team. Although in this case, it's 11th verse, same as the first.
Yeah.
So it's just really frustrating to be a Stars fan and look at all these overtime losses. Like, if we win, you know, half of these, if we win
half, we're almost in third.
Yeah. Well, and it's just a culmination of the Stars season. So, Chris, we're getting close here. We got about 5 minutes remaining. Is there anything specific you wanted to talk about before we start closing this down for this evening?
I hate the Stars. I'm gonna find a new team.
What's that one Twitter post that everybody like reposts and they just change the name of the team or whatever? And it's like,
yeah, it's some kind of
go,
bot. Yeah,
I'm gonna go to blah blah blah.
I'm gonna go be a Flyers fan.
Oh no, that's the wrong team to choose right now with a
franchise that knows how to run a hockey team or whatever it is. Y'all know what it is, Twitter Warriors, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sad, everybody.
Well, we originally were gonna spend the last little bit here talking about trades that have been going on in the NHL, but
I don't care about trades.
We're not gonna
Who
do that.
Who cares about trades?
There's,
I don't care about trades. Who cares about hockey?
Even since the end of the game, there have been about four or five different trades that have come out. So,
for real?
Yeah, no joke. And one of them is the fact that David Riddick is going to Toronto. So that's a big one.
Bro, Toronto will be taking everybody. They're going to suck in 3 years.
Yep. So
they're running out of draft picks to trade.
Yep. And all right, so Stars lose by a final score
2-2.
Chris and Bonus agree on the fact that if it goes to a shootout, it's technically a tie. Although the Stars have lost a bunch in the shootout, so technically it's still a loss, and they just don't get the points for it.
Shootouts are not hockey. Yep. Why do they get a goal? Who does the goal go to? It goes to nobody. It is just a random goal unaccounted for. This is the second stupidest stat in hockey. The first one is the power play thing. If you get a 10-second power play,
we'll talk more about that in the off season when we get there, which hopefully will be, later rather than sooner. But we'll see.
It's like about 1 month.
Yeah, no, it'll be. The Stars are going to make the playoffs. Mark my words. Hot take. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us this evening. Along with Chris Chambers, I'm Ryan Chambers. Thank you guys for tuning in to Starcastic Remarks. We really enjoy doing this radio show, and we hope you guys enjoyed listening to our commentary or little commentary as we watch this game this evening. Stars lose in the shootout 2-2, so according to Chris, but it's really 3-2. Make sure you follow us on all our social media accounts. We got Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that jazz. Make sure you follow those, and you'll hear our hot takes and our sarcastic remarks and all that sort of stuff. Make sure that you follow us on anywhere you get your podcasts, and you can listen to us do shows just like this one. So thank you guys for tuning in this evening. And we will see you guys on the flip side. Have a good evening.